At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We joke around how every game is the biggest game the Knicks have played in 25 years. Jesus. Every game, everybody brings it up.
Never ends, man.
Biggest game they played in 25 years. Well, here we go again.
Remember the celebration about a week ago?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
The streets were flooded. Then you lose two at home. And then all of a sudden, everybody thinks the series is over. Even Charles Barkley says it's over at halftime. I mean, come on, Charles. You got to know better than that.
Yeah.
And, and quite frankly, now all of a sudden, I think the entire momentum has changed. I really do.
Yeah. Oh, from the Knicks winning last night.
Especially
two nights ago.
Yeah, because, you know, if Nesmith is not playing.
Yeah, I know.
That's another break for the Knicks.
And well, he's not going to be totally healthy. Even if he plays, he's going to be compromised.
Right. And, you know, I don't think he's not going to do what he did in game one, that's for sure.
No, he is not. I mean, and you know, it's funny because, like, Halliburton's been good, and he had that shot, that lucky shot in game one. But he has, like, the team has been carried twice offensively by guys other than Tyrese Halliburton. You know? I mean, Siakam.
I'm not saying anything.
Okay. You don't need to say anything. He's in the freezer. But that stupid lucky shot in game one. God. You know, and I was so confident they were going to come back and win game two that I was like, I don't even care about game one and blowing the lead. They'll be fine. They're going to be up 2-1. They might even be up 3-1. They're going to be okay. But then after losing game two, I was like, oh, God, does that suck? And went through everything in game one looking at it through a different lens.
But that's the story arc of a playoff series.
It is. The peaks and valleys, Boomer. The peaks and valleys. Let's go to Mike, who's in Jackson, New Jersey. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to, I was at the show on Friday. Amazing, great time. My buddy and I have gone every year, ever since it started, when it was at DJ's Inside, and you guys had the Gin Blossoms as a house band that first year. But we really haven't missed a year. We got there. This year was extra special because I got to bring my son, who just turned 21. He has autism. He's nonverbal. I was like, come on, you're coming to hang out with the guys. Crowds kind of get to him. So he had his earphones on, you know, muffling the noise, but everybody was so nice. We were there all morning, around 10 o'clock. The gentleman who was running the VIP suite, I don't know who he was, but he came down and he gave us passes to go up there, my son, my friend, and myself. And it was amazing. And yeah, I'm the one that caught the boomer ball. So I just wanted you to know I don't work for you guys. I wasn't a VIP.
Oh, okay.
Say VIP, this, that, and the other thing. And here he is, just a dad bringing his autistic kid to our show.
That makes me feel so much better about that whole thing.
Yeah, I feel so much better about it. Yes, 100%.
Go ahead.
It was just a perfect day. He had so much fun. I didn't get to see it, but my friend recorded it, and he sent me the video, and you know, I couldn't hear you guys saying, does he VIP? Does he work for us? I couldn't hear that up there because everybody was booing. And if you see the video, you see my son just jumping up and down. He was so excited and everything. And he's got the ball in his room on display. And the funniest thing of the whole day for me is the Yuengling girls, the promotional girls walking around, they gave him a pair of sunglasses. And he must have really liked the girl that gave it to him because they have been on his head for 72 hours.
So we're actually playing the video back right now, yes. CBS Sports Network. And yeah, I see you catch it. I see your son sitting there. That is awesome. Because from my perspective, I saw, you know, go up there and I saw a bunch of other sales guys. And quite honestly, there's some people that work in sales that I don't see a lot. So I thought maybe it was someone like that. But now hearing that story was perfect. That needed to happen. That was like serendipity.
The gentleman that brought us, that came down, I mean, so nice. We were so appreciative. We had such a great time. And I just want to thank you guys, Al, the gentleman that did it. I don't know who he was, but it was just amazing day.
Awesome, man. Thanks for checking in, Mike, and I hope to see you back there next year. So fans of this thing really are unbelievable. They're so kind. They're so passionate about the show. Signing babies, signing pregnant bellies.
You know, let me ask you a question. You know, nothing about the throw. I mean, I just whistled it across the entire parking lot.
Well, that's what I come to expect. I mean, if it was a bad throw, then I'd be like, oh, that was, but this is what, you should be happy that no one's talking about it because that's what everybody's come to expect.
Right. I don't throw footballs anymore for a living, you know?
Yeah. Well, but you did for a long time, and you're still in great shape. And I mean, what, like,
look at that thing. Look at that thing whistle.
Yeah, if I were you, I'd be pretty proud of that too. I would, but I just expected it to be perfect. Like it always, like you step up in those, when you're throwing the game balls out of the charity events for the people who have done great things for the foundation, you're whistling those things too most of the time.
That's true.
And they're looking good. So I'm just assuming that you're going to do that every time.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks.
It's a, you know, it's a compliment.
I mean, I think you're just taking it for granted though. That's all.
Maybe. Could be. Let's go to John in St. Louis. What's going on, John?
Hey, good morning, guys. So about this furry thing, I want to know where Citi Field's drawn the line. Years ago, during R.A. Dickey's Cy Young season, me and my buddy from high school, we painted our chest. I was R, he was A. Dude, they stopped us at the Jackie Robinson Rotunda like we were the Taliban trying to board a plane. And then they followed us to the Shea Bridge. We had standing room only seats. And they put a security guard with us the whole damn game, making sure we didn't take our shirts off to show R.A. on our chest. And I should have just dressed like a sex fiend, I guess.
Well, it sounds like I haven't let this go, John. You know, someone didn't have Dickie on their chest, or someone didn't have
I had an R.
Yeah.
My buddy had an A, and our other buddy was wearing like a jersey T-shirt that said Dickie, and we stood where it said R.A. Dickie.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
You would have thought I was wearing F the Wilpot.
Yeah, you know what? That's ridiculous, John. And obviously, it's new ownership now, so I'm sure they would let you in if you were doing something else to paying homage to another pitcher. But that's insane. Yeah, you should have dressed up like a furry. Could have gotten in back in the day. Think about that. R.A. Dickey fans. I mean,
Win the Cy Young, man.
Yeah, I know. No, of course. He was great there for a while. He was like their most popular player. Like, what was it, like 2013, somewhere around there? The guy was unbelievable.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Richie in Connecticut. What's going on, Richie?
Hey, good morning, guys. So back before the last break, Eddie seemed to know a lot about the horse motif. I was wondering if that's something he's learned about at these yarn conventions he goes to.
Well, Eddie conveniently, after dropping all the horse motif info, has now left the control room. So I don't know exactly where he is, but I was thinking about it, too. Like, he's kind of like the way he's got his hair. It's almost like a mane. Like, I don't know what's going on there, but he was going all in with horse motif details.
And then, you know, they ride the horse and could be potentially bareback or whipped or bridled or, you know, one person
led around.
Is led around, that's right. One person's led around. So one person's the trainer and the other's the horse. It's the motif that they have.
Yeah. So, Eddie, a caller called up and asked, did you learn about the horse motif at any one of your yarn conventions?
What happens at yarn conventions stays at yarn
conventions. That sounds like something that would go on there, though.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, of course, at a yarn convention.
Yeah, I could see it.
I mean, listen, everybody has their thing, and that's what these furries have decided to be their thing. And I knew nothing about it when I was in Pittsburgh. And then when I saw them all around, I was like asking people, like, did you see all these people in costumes running around downtown? I'm like, yeah, they're here every year. It's called AnthroCon is what it's called.
Okay.
And they're there every single year. And they Pittsburgh is very open and kind to them. And they come in there and they do what they got to do in the hotels. And then they leave. Just like that. And then I remember talking about it on the air out there and then having questions. And the head of AnthroCon called up and explained some of the things and educated me a little bit about it.
But it is a big convention.
It's huge.
And they sit down and they listen to somebody talk about what?
You know, how to go about being a proper furry, you know, things like that. How to deal with your fetish.
Like, you've been to, like Fanatics Fest.
Sure.
Convention. Sit down, listen to athletes talk
yeah,
about athlete things.
Yeah, of course.
So when you go to one of these furry conventions, this is who are the featured speakers?
Well,
do you even see?
Here we go. I got this for you. Events and panels.
Okay.
They have.
Are they in costume when they're on the panel? Or
yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
you think so, right?
Yep. And Solsa says for 18 plus panels, they got 18 plus panels for those other things. Yeah, I mean, so Anthrocon, it's the summer of 2025. So yeah, there's still registration, venue,
go?
Events.
You want to go?
No, I mean, I told you I was there in Pittsburgh for many years that it was there, and you'd see them all around. Parade and block party, nightly dances. They got nightly dances. They got fursuit dance competition. They have a river cruise that they take.
Do you think anybody is famous that goes to these?
Oh, I would think it. There's definitely like a small level of fame, someone who's popping in there, without a doubt. Yeah, there they are. They take a river cruise. They dress up as furries and board the Gateway Clipper and go on the Monongahela, these folks. So, yeah, they have a great time, man, I'm telling you. Floor wars where they dance in their furry costumes. That I'm telling you, there's a lot of wolves.
It'd be hot.
It's a lot of wolves.
I mean, when I mean hot, I mean temperature hot.
Yeah, not like sexy hot.
No.
Yeah. Hotels for Anthrocon. Let's see where they're going to go this year. They have, let's see, registration page. You gotta look at this. You gotta register in like February to get in on this thing. That's how many people are going. Oh, the AC Hotel in downtown.
So, by the
Pittsburgh.
Way, just so you know, the most popular furry characters ranked number one is the fox, number two is the wolf.
Okay.
Number three, a dog, any breed. And number four, a dragon.
And the reason we're talking about this is there were furries at the Met game yesterday. We're not just on furries for any particular reason.
No.
That was our entry point into this discussion. But yeah, there's a whole bunch of hotels that are accepting furries this year. There's like seven or eight of them.
They want to make money. Why wouldn't you?
Wow, the Hotel Monaco is accepting the furries this year? Omni William Penn, get out of here. The Renaissance, that's where I got married. They got... I guess everybody's got letting the furries in.
Well,
because they have litter boxes. Some of them. That's why.
But not every hotel, I'm sure, that like if you need a litter box, go to another hotel.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like we're litter box friendly or we're not.
Right.
Yeah, I got you. Eric in Greenwich. What's going on, Eric?
How you doing? Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
My son had a huge scholarship to go to RIT, Rochester Institute of Technology, this year.
Yeah.
We went up there for a college visit. My son saw eight furries, and he just walked away. We chose not to go.
But the furries were the furries going to RIT, or were they just around town?
Yeah, the furries were at RIT. They were just walking around, and I overheard one of them. This was so funny. They wanted to go hang out with the mascot, which is Richie the Tiger at RIT. And security came out from nowhere and said, guys, not today. And just escorted them out. And we were in shock. I mean, I could not believe that these people were dressed up. These kids were dressed up as animals.
Yeah.
And, you know, here's my son who's so interested in his college. The college would only cost him $15,000 a year because of all the merit scholarship. And he goes, I'm not coming here.
Man, that's tough for you because $15,000 a year sounds pretty good. I mean, how much more are you paying now because of the furries?
Well, thanks to him, we're going to Syracuse, and Syracuse is at $91,000 this year.
Eric.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Get that kid a furry costume and get him back up in there.
You sure you don't want to be a fox, son? Wow. 91,000?
15 to 91. Wow. I'm not surprised. Are you?
I guess I'm not. 91,000 for Syracuse?
I'm assuming that's room and board, the whole thing.
Let's go to Sean and Beacon. What's going on, Sean?
Hey, Boomer and Geo. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sean. Oh, yeah. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? My wife is a school teacher, and she teaches middle school. She has a student, seventh grade, that is a furry. This kid needs a litter box in the classroom, or not in the classroom, but they have to give the kid a litter box. I guess it was a whole big thing. Parents threatened to sue if the school didn't comply, and I just think it's crazy what the world's becoming.
Yeah, you know, I feel like I heard this story somewhere or some version of it, whether it was this student or another one where they actually... Look that you just gave when you turned to your computer said it all. I guess the people who were on the side of the furry won, and they had to provide this child who believed that they were a dog or a fox or something, a cat, a place to go that was not a regular toilet because they didn't believe that they were a human. So just putting it out there. You know, he brought it up to call her, just trying to add a little context to it. And then we'll leave it at that. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Good?
Sounds good to me, yes.